Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm very good, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Tell me this exciting thing that you've decided to do in your adulthood.
Okay, well, I've always wanted to learn piano. And between the gigs and the reels, between working kids and all the rest of it, I never found the time. And I started last October and I love it.
Tell me this, are you doing like formal lessons with a teacher? Are you learning online yourself? Are you just playing by ear? What are you doing?
Well, no, I go to a teacher once a week because I need that.
Yeah, that structure.
I do. So I love it. And then, like, she's so lovely. Joanne is my teacher and she's the best. And it's amazing how far I've come in such a short space. Because
yes.
You don't even realise it until you look back at the songs that you started with and how easy it becomes to you.
Yeah.
It's all about practice.
It is all about practice. But there's nothing like the joy of sitting down at any instrument and being able to make it do its thing, isn't there?
It is. It's really special. And it's my favourite. And you know what? I'm playing it around the house and the kids even are now coming over and they're like, oh, Mom, you know, can you do the Jurassic Park theme and let's do the Spider-Man theme?
Yes.
And it's so nice because it's getting them involved in it and they're trying to have a go at it. So, you know, it's a really nice thing to have in the house.
Come here, you're able to play the Jurassic Park theme already.
Well, this is me now when I look up the keys and I press it. And, I mean, there'd be nobody paying me to go see the concert.
Doesn't matter. I'm the same. I've been
having a mess.
Granny, I've been playing guitar since I was 11 or 12 years old, so that's a lot of years. But
that's 25 years, babe.
I'm nearly 17. but listen, I mean, very few people over the years have paid to come and see me in concert. There were a few back in the day, but like, it doesn't matter. It's not about that. You're not trying to be the best piano player that's ever lived. You just want to enrich your life a little bit, and musical instruments really do that.
That's exactly what I did it for me because I want to do it. I don't need to kind of guess. Classical trophy. That's not what it's about. This is just because I enjoy it and I love the sound of it. So that's really the reason behind it.
And do you think, you know, beyond playing the piano, like just in general, taking up something that you haven't done before as an adult, did you find that scary at all?
I was so excited. I was so ready.
Right.
I just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
No, I thought I wouldn't, you know, I don't know how I kind of would have found it hard or easy, but if you really want to do something, you know, and you put in the time, you'll reap the benefits. So you reap what you sow, and it's great. It's a great outcome.
Yeah, it really is. And it's something I suppose we probably all say to our kids and the younger people in our lives or whatever and kind of go, look, you know, it's important to just do the work, put the hours in, do whatever. But it's also important for us to remember that as well. And you can keep learning. Like, you know, whatever age you are as an adult, you don't have to suddenly go, right, I've done my school and I had hobbies and things then and now I'm a grown up and I have a job and I can't do anything like that anymore. Of course you can.
That's it. Because I think as a child, you kind of made do it and it's not your choice. But as an adult, and you seek it out and it's your decision, it's kind of all the sweeter.
Definitely, that's true actually, yeah, because you have kind of autonomy over it, whereas before, you're right, it was just something your parents thrust you into, whether it was music or a sport or even a language or something like that. You'd be like, oh, I have to do this for school or my mom's making me or whatever. But now as a grown-up, you can pick and choose whatever you want. Maybe you want to like do hanging baskets and you want to learn how to do that, or maybe you want
to next year. That's
after you master the piano, you're going to do hanging baskets. Granny, I'll be honest with you, you're quite inspirational. Not only to me, I'd say to a lot of people in the country who are kind of thinking about doing something like this, and hearing someone just went, you know what, I'm doing it for me, I'm getting out and doing it, and then that's the end of it.
And it does not matter your age, you can do anything you like at whatever age.
Exactly.
Just go for it.
You're a legend, Grania.
Just everyone on the radio and don't be forced into it. Like me.
Yeah. As soon as, if you come on the radio today and say you're going to do it, you have to. Yeah. Grania, you're brilliant at piano. You're brilliant at being a legend on the radio as well. Thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Grania.
Bye.
Right, there goes Grania. What an absolute legend. See, you can do these things. Maybe you want to add a new skill to your life. Maybe there's something you've always planned on doing. Maybe you're doing it right now. Let me know. 087-4100-102. Is it a musical instrument? Is it something completely different? I mean, as you probably remember a few weeks back, I'm going to learn how to drive a digger. This is something I really wanted to do for years, and thankfully, through the medium of radio, I've managed to get myself a training course on a digger, and I haven't done it yet, but I will do it soon. There's another skill I want to add to my set of skills, to be able to drive a digger as a grown-up. Any more from you, let me know. 087-4100-102. Is there a skill that you're currently studying for, practicing, putting in the hours, or something you've always wanted to do?
Jess says, Dave, I just started to learn how to play the drums as a grown-up on a big-ass drum kit. I love it. Wish I had more time to do it.
But Jess, you've taken that first step. I think that's the key thing, isn't it? It's to have the bravery to just step up and do it. Like someone else says, I'm learning to speak Irish properly, and now 3 years later, I can hold most everyday conversations, listen to the radio, and watch The Nooked. Just do it. Maria, you did a couple of these things. You did flowers. I don't know what to call it.
Well, I trained in floristry.
Floristry. See, there you go. I didn't want to use the wrong term.
With the lovely women at Kay's School of Floristry.
And what was the idea there? You just wanted to learn how to arrange them and display them? And
yeah, I just knew I liked flowers. Plus, I knew that my wedding was coming up and it's very expensive. So I wanted to be able to do it myself, and I did. I did it for my sister before that as well.
And didn't you also do nails?
I did nails years ago, yeah, because they wouldn't let me into the beauty course that I wanted to do after school.
Why not?
Well, there was like 300 applications for 30 spaces or something.
Oh, okay, okay. It wasn't so specifically that they banned you. They said,
no.
Everyone else is fine.
You're too
Deborah.
Beautiful. There's no, you don't need any of this.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't let me in. So I ended up after doing media and getting my job in radio. I went back and did nails. Because again, it was cheaper to do them myself than paying someone else to do it.
And didn't you have some kind of a weird heater thing you used to use?
It's a lamp.
A lamp.
A lamp that cures your nails, yeah.
See, you know these things. I don't know these things.
I'll do your nails, Dave.
Thanks. I'd
I'll
really
give you
like
big,
that.
You know those really big long ones that like people type like...
Excuse me.
Can you hear that?
Cardi B nails.
Cardi B nails.
Oh, I hate the sound
and
of them.
And luminous, like, green.
And them tapping on a phone screen.
Yes. I love that sound.
The worst sound in the world. I just mentioned there that I'm going to go back and learn... I'm going to go and learn how to drive a digger. It's one of my lifelong aims, and I'm going to do it. And Fergus has been on.
Dave, I can't wait till you do your digger course. And then to hear the story of you going into your house with a digger to dig up your AstroTurf back garden. In order to put down a real garden, and then you can dig that one up again. The stories are going to be brilliant. Brilliant. Can't wait.
Listen, Fergus, I don't know if I'm doing that. We'll see. I'll start off and see. That thing of, you see people driving those mini diggers through their house into their back garden?
Yeah.
That's the most terrifying thing I think you could do in a digger,
you'll definitely
to be fair,
do it.
At some point. Mary Harrington's on the phone. How are you, Mary?
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, things are going great. How's things with you?
You won't
know. Come here, your phone's breaking up a little bit there. It's hard to hear you, but I'm looking at a picture of you holding what I think is. Am I right in thinking this that you've got a rigid truck license?
Yeah, I passed my rigid truck. November 22, I think it is now. I can't remember. Yeah, I think it's 22. My brother gave me the CD and the theory test book for Christmas one year. He was after passing his. I'm sure I love a challenge.
Well, hang on, I was going to say, like, I mean, if I could think of a present a brother would give his sister, I mean, I presume it wasn't random. He just had the theory test book and CD in his car and went, "Here, Mary."
Yeah, he was after doing it himself, and he just decided to, I tried to take on the challenge as well, so I did.
And you passed it?
I did,
well, let's give you a round of applause for that then, you legend.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and you know what, I really took it on as a challenge, but at the same time, once I got into the truck, it's like, oh my God, this is just deadly.
Yeah.
Because I'm a girl, doesn't mean that, you know, I was treated any different. When it came to my test, I was treated the same way. But the guys in Ormond School of Motoring, they were brilliant. And they used to video me reversing, because I love reversing. And they actually use it. Even still, the lads would say to me, oh, look at this, you know, that they'd actually show the video.
Show other people the video you do, because you do it so well.
I might even send you on the video.
I do. I'd love to see. And come here, do you actually drive it professionally at all, or is it just...
I don't, but...
But it's a skill you have.
The thing will be, I would love to do it. I would just love to do have a camper van or something like that.
Yeah.
I want a big camper van. I don't want a mini.
No, you don't. If you can drive a rigid truck, you can have a massive camper van.
Yeah, I do love it, I have to admit.
Mary, that's brilliant.
We're talking about your mini digger. My brother was on, you know that show house program?
Yes.
And the girl, they were doing the houses up in Meath, and they had to bring in this little mini digger through a gap. Now, I mean, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it. But it came up on the television as part of the program, and I could nearly see his face going, get that camera out of my face. He's hard enough to maneuver, but when you see it coming through, and I think there was gas pipes and everything.
Oh, to get past. Yeah, jeez.
Like, oh, God, you know, go away from me.
Well, but fair play to him.
Take on a challenge. Anybody out there, don't stand and think about it. Just do it.
Mary, that is honestly brilliantly inspirational.
On our way.
Well, the picture of you with the big happy head in you outside the truck is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, amazing.
Oh God, yeah, I'm still surviving on it, you know.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, Mary. Fair play to you.
I'll send you on the video.
Do send on the video. We'll have a look at it.
Thanks for really
all right, Mary. See you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Crony and Cork came on as their show announcer this morning, telling us that she was learning the piano, making everybody believe in themselves. Not what Cher wants you to do. And Sarah is in Limerick this morning. Hiya, Sarah.
Hiya, Dave. How are you?
Good. What are you starting to learn how to do as an adult?
Knit.
Knitting?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And have you ever done it before?
I did it in primary school.
Yeah.
And hated it, obviously.
Because it was part of school.
Yeah. So just looking for something to do in the evenings now rather than being on the phone. And just watching YouTube now and trying to get
I was just about to ask you, how are you teaching yourself? You're not going to a course or anything like that. You're just literally...
No, YouTube.
But isn't YouTube amazing for those kinds of things, though?
It's brilliant, yeah. There's nothing you can't learn off it.
That's it. And I constantly, I suppose one of the skills I've added to myself as an adult, definitely since I moved out of my parents' house, was DIY, something I really love doing. But I've learned so much from my mates, but so much more from YouTube. You just watch hours and hours of videos and you go, I can actually do that now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how do you find the knitting? Are you kind of find yourself relaxed in the evenings and taking a bit of stress out of your life?
A little bit, yeah. And I'm still trying to get the hang of it. It's quite...
It's quite stressful in itself.
In the hands, yeah. but I imagine, in another couple of weeks, I'll start to really enjoy it.
Yeah, my 9-year-old Nina she loves knitting. Now, she doesn't do it as often as I think she wants to because you kind of have to remind her that she has it as a hobby. But when she does, she's like, oh yeah. And she gets out her knitting and she just knits and knits and knits. Like lines. She's not even making anything. She's just knitting for the crack.
Yeah, same. And my 6-year-old now, she wanted me to teach her to knit. So
there you go.
Yeah, so I have to learn so that I can teach her.
That's Sarah. That's brilliant. Yeah.
So
I hear someone shouting in the background there. Who's that?
That's Cahill.
Well, tell Cahill we said a big hello.
Yeah, it's not daddy, it's Dave.
Hi, Cahill. I'm not your daddy, as far as I know. Sarah, come here, thanks a million for chatting. See you later.
See you, thanks.
Bye. It was better let Sarah go before I get involved in the custody case. I don't need to have a chat about it. Maria, did you ever knit?
No, I wanted to learn how to knit when I was about 8.
Mm.
And my mom had taught my older sister.
Okay.
So I said to my older sister, Lisa, will you teach me how to knit? And she was like, I'm too busy.
Well, you know those 12-year-olds.
She
deadlines.
They're going to do busy.
The tax for the returns for the year.
Listen, I just have so much on my plate right now. I just can't. So then I just never went back.
Aww.
And now they all, my younger sister can knit as well.
Because your mom, I've seen her on Facebook. And for my own kids, she's knitted me little outfits for the kids now.
Yeah. So she loves it. And she's
brilliant.
And
you just got left behind.
Yeah, but she sticks to the small baby patterns because she's like, I can't be bothered knitting myself a cardigan. It takes too long. It
takes too long. Whereas the small baby stuff you do relatively quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
They all sit and compare their little patterns and their knitting. And
it's good that you're not bitter anyway. That's the main thing. Yeah.
Sorry, guys, you're so busy. I'm just going to stand over here and not do anything.
You've definitely let this slide. I can tell.
She definitely doesn't hear it at every occasion.
No. Helen's been in touch.
Hi, Dave. I'm going to start doing painting lessons. Wanted to get back to it. I did it when leaving cert, I think, years and years ago. And I'm going to start doing it again. And I'm so excited about it.
Absolutely brilliant thing to do. Yeah, go painting.
I paint by numbers, actually, that I bought for myself in 2020.
Have you done any?
During the dreaded lockdown. And it's still just sitting there, in the packet in my room.
At some point, Marie, you'll do it.
And when I don't have so many kids around me, yeah, maybe.
Well, that's not going to be for a while, let's be honest. Breed has been in touch too.
More and more and more I want to get into photography. I don't know why, it's just not, I don't mean post on social media or any of that crap, but just real photography. It's just more and more I'm interested in it. And listening to this lady now has kind of given me a bit of an inspiration to maybe look into it. I really want want to, yeah, I really want to do it. I think it would be really a beautiful hobby to have, I think.
It definitely is. It's funny, that, like, one of the nicest things you can do is go to someone who's really good at something and ask them for help and ask them to explain something to you. I've found this throughout my whole life that, like, when I started off in music before I worked in radio and I wanted to learn how to record and be a producer and a writer and all these kind of things, I sat down with people in my life who were already doing it, who were better, way better at it than I was. They were experts. But they're so patient and they show you how to do it and they will happily let you sit in and sit over their shoulder when they're doing the thing. For me, it was recording music, whatever, or photography. Like a friend of mine, John Murray, is an amazing photographer, but he let me walk around with him or figure it out. Like, and I have a question about what's ISO and what's shutter speed and what does it do? What's the difference? These people will, if they're experts in it, they love talking about it.
Because didn't you go through a phase of photography and
still do now? Yeah,
camera and everything.
Yeah, I have a proper camera, and it's so interesting. Like Breed says, it's something just. It's a skill, again, that you're not going to use every day because your iPhone takes care of, you know, most of your photography stuff.
Yeah.
But if I want to take a proper picture of something, I get out my proper camera, put on whichever lens I think I need for that thing, which I now understand the different lenses, and edit it properly, and then in photo editing software. Like, and you end up with this picture, people are going, oh my God, that's amazing. You're like, yeah. And I learned how to do it.
And then you might make a little bit of money off it.
I don't need to make any money. It's just fun,
Ray. You do.
Ray.
Everyone needs to make money.
You always need to find the quid in it, Ray. I know what you're like. And Lucy's been in touch too.
I absolutely agree that people need to have a hobby, need to do something for themselves. I'm a busy mom of two. One of them is toddler. And I still want to do something. A few years ago, I decided I want to learn Italian. Now, I gave up. It wasn't that interesting for me. But then I started to do a course at UCC. And now I'm in the final year, second final year. I always try new things. I don't finish all of them. But it doesn't matter. It's for the experience. It's for the fun.
Yes, that's the other thing as well. You don't have to, like, you know, Mary, who was on, who got her rigid license. Just go and, you know, whatever it is, do it. If you don't get a license or a certificate or complete the course or do whatever, so what difference does that make? Just go and give yourself a chance, try something out. You might find something that you like, or you might find that, you know what, I don't like Italian, or I don't want to learn the guitar, but I'll try something else next time.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.